and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. Oh, can't you hear it, Father? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Mother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Brother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? The gospel train is coming, now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below?
Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roost Program, depending on when and where you are listening. Let me tell you about our gospel set. We began with Debbie Durant from her new record, Catch It on the Fly. And she and her frequent collaborator and my good friend Roger Klein did their treatment of Psalm 121. Roger Klein gets the credit for the songwriting on that, but Debbie's voice really made it fly. Then we went back to 1965 for the Soul Stirrers. Tupelo, there you go. Karen from West Virginia, there you go. And then one of my favorite gospel artists, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, from back in 1960, I Can't Sit Down. And then from that classic Skaggs and Rice album that came out in 1980 on Sugar Hill, you heard Ricky Skaggs, Tony Rice sing Talk About Suffering Here Below. Thanks, everybody, for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a line at Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey, everybody, be well. Stay safe. Be kind to everybody, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. And I'll see you again next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
is a cloud in gray, or only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. The castles make tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. May tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for the day? Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. If you're gonna live in gloom, then it's gonna be your doom. So wrap your troubles in dreams.
Yeah.
Howdy. Hello, welcome. It's Dr. Nomia. Glad to be with you on this chilly Thursday morning. And welcome to Wound Liquor, your very own tailor-made program of the healing arts. We're in I Curate and I Cure You. We'll try to. By taking on different phobias and psychic damaging ideations, things in that order. But I need to ask you this. Where do your dreams take place? In a building? In a city? In space? In some kind of cosmic amniosac? Or do you even remember your dreams? Some don't. Do you dream vividly? Is it lovely? Sometimes lovely? Is it always the same? Is it none of the above? My dreams typically take place in some sort of skitty city. And sometimes in a building, sometimes on a street. And the thing about it is, it's okay. I mean, it's an okay landscape. And, but it can easily move into being forlorn and foreboding. So the question I have to pose to you, and I don't know if you've ever seriously considered this, is in your waking state, would you like to vacation in your dreamland? Or do you have a fear of vacationing in your dreamland? Now, the latter is mine. I don't want to vacation in my dreamland. I have to tell you, though, that interestingly enough, like, I don't know why I have this sort of trepidation about the architectural landscaping feature of my dream state. You know, my dreams don't seem to be so empty as my conscience seems to be. Just kidding. You know, when I was the burden of certain stressors in my life, a job I loved, but came to be very, 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 very psychically disturbing and damaging, I started to dream so, so vividly. I always dream pretty vividly. But this was incredible. This was incredible. I mean, it was like a month, not even a month after I was free of this particular job. I started seeing a lot of interesting detail in my dreams. I had an awareness of that things that were created in that dream were coming from my head, and I was patting my back with my dream hands, sort of, so to speak. It was really, I was just complimenting myself on my cleverness in this dream. I mean, it was very, very cool, very exciting, very involved. And I'd even laugh out loud at just how witty and clever it was, you know, the shifting and the very weird, surreal changes of architecture or space or characters or what have you. It was just very, very funny. Not all the time. I mean, sometimes I would just be I would just be under its spell and very much in that participant dream state vantage. But other times I would just sort of walk out of the dream, still in the dream, but I'd walk out saying, isn't this just nutty and great? And I remember in particular during this time of my mind healing from this particularly stressful position, that I was patting the bricks of a building and just admiring the architecture that I had created. Believe me, I am not a mason. I am not even a Perry mason. You know, I'm clueless most of the time. But I had created this wonderful building, you know, the stately building in my dream. And I was patting the brick, and the brick felt like brick, and it was monumental. I mean, incredible. Incredible. Now, that waxes and wanes, and, you know, after that, surely, I had sort of stressful dreams about being back at that job and being under the gun, under all the pressures. Now, it wasn't a nightmare. It was just, wow. You know, and sometimes in those dreams, they'd have the tincture of being in a labyrinth. A labyrinth that I couldn't find my way out of, and I needed to get to some place as part of my job, and I was getting distracted all the time, and I was watching the time because I had to get these particular duties done, these role responsibilities. Think about your dreams. Think about the wonderful creation that you have ushered in these dreams. Now, I don't know. Years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I read this very fascinating thing about dreams. And I like to, I have a faith that dreams are symbolic, you know. And again, maybe Jungian, you know, in terms of archetypes and things like that. But, you know, in this particular research, and again, I don't know how thorough, you know, peer-reviewed and, you know, had, you know, the articles, the essays, integrity, but it's sort of hard to measure these things too, because it was about dreaming as not a mystical, magical thing. It was about dreaming as a waxing and waning of neurotransmitters. You know, neurotransmitters are, they're sort of like the contact high between the nerve fibers in your brain, you know, that stimulate some action or some muscular reaction, you know. A chemical substance is extracted at the fiber end, and somehow that excites the synapse of the nerve fiber near it, you know, to cause, you know, it's causal, this something to happen. It causes something to happen. Really, really great stuff, that neuroanatomy. Really great stuff. But anyway, getting back, this article contended that the neurotransmitters, you know, sort of shut off or turned on. So it was basically like a big roulette wheel at night. And the images that came through were not the product of some kind of collective unconsciousness or some kind of high symbology inside your pea brain, but just a simple fact of these neurotransmitters being diminished or somehow intact. I really had, I thought it was fascinating, but I really had a misgiving about that. I really do believe dreams are symbolic, even magical. And I think part of my fear of my dreamscape, the city, the blocks, the streets that are in my dreams, sometimes I'm scared of them because there's, and the foreboding thing, I think, is maybe this fear that I've seen into the afterlife, into not hell, although I've had some hellish dreams, but into sort of like a limbo, a purgatory. Not bad, not good, kind of boring, kind of sad. Now, that isn't always my dreams, but anyway. Hopefully your dreams are charming. Hopefully you remember your dreams. It's a great thing. Let's continue.
Yeah, didn't need. جاوي وسحوري شو هيدا شو هيدا فري وعصفر دوري شقرة وسمرة وبيضة داموري داموري على طاري صيدا حبوا يا 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 شو حبوا حبوا يا 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 شو حبوا حبوا يا 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 حبوا يا 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 حبوا يا 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 شو حبوا
حبوا يا 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 شو حبوا حبوا يا 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 شو حبوا
الحب مشربكني وكتير ملبكني حبيبي الداموري يا ريتو شاركني يا نوسك يا نوسك قرب بدي بودك قرب نوسي نوسي قرب هدلك بوسي بحبو يا 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 شو بحبو بحبو يا 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 شو بحبو بحبو يا 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 بحبو يا 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 بحبو يا يا دلي 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 يا ويلي 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 حبيبي الدامورة يا دلي 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 يا ويلي 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 حبيبي الدامورة يا دلي 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 يا ويلي 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 حبيبي الدامورة يا دلي 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 يا ويلي 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 حبيبي الدامورة
Bijövni szila bimrek kebi heg. Billu séri mu nem ur, I don't like. Bijövni szila bimrek kebi heg. Bile ini. Hello, Juga. Bine dini. Come on, baby. Bile ini. Hello, Juga. Bine dini. Come on, baby. Je vous aime. I love you.
I love you.
Sarapo. Oui, oui, oui.
No, no, no.
Records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
goodie bag, sweet treats, small plastic toys, glitter, nail polish. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Between the cushions, loose change, stale popcorn, hair ties, and so many crumbs. But the real treasure, the music you'll find between the cushions. Join us on WRCT for an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere new every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Sure. As a scientist human transplantation experiment runs amok. The Astro Zombies.
It is done, Pancho.
John Carradine and Wendell Corey star in one of the most frightening horror films ever made. Watch in terror, scream in fright, thrill to breathless excitement as these skull-faced Astro Zombies strike blindly at living flesh, tearing, ripping, and killing with blood-drenched fury. Unbearable suspense and sadistic terror grip the senses as these human transplants threaten the safety of a city.
This is a very delicate situation. We are concerned with the mutilation murders that have occurred over the past 6 months.
The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. Between them, they created a blood-soaked reign of terror to stagger the imagination. The Astro Zombies, a strange, weird, unbelievable breed of living dead in human form. Their deranged, transplanted brains could only lead them to murder. Action to thrill you. Suspense to make your blood curdle. You watch in frightened fascination, beating hearts and throbbing living brains are transplanted by a scientist whose motives are entirely dedicated to evil.
Come on. Who are you?
Watch as the vicious Satana tortures her victim. Watch as the Astro Zombies attack with maniacal fury. Watch as a deadly weapon cuts a head in two. Watch as the blood flows and splatters the screen. Watch the Astro Zombies. You will die a thousand deaths as you watch the Astro Zombies, starring Wendell Corey and John Carradine.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
In the haze of the morning.
Young boys, they are dressing
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Right out of the comedy strangers.